on the menu is sometimes very fortunate, and today has been very fortunate because we enjoyed a wine tasting of wines from Chateau Beaucastel and winemaker Marc Perrin. I caught up with him right after the wine tasting, and listeners, I wanted you to hear what he had to say to us about the Beaucastel Perrin philosophy of making wines. Marc?
Yes, good morning. So I'm the fifth generation of winemaker in my family, and my family purchased Beaucastel in 1909. So it will be almost a century in we are preparing the century, I mean 100 years birthday for 2009. But Beaucastel is a very historical estate, and the first thing we know about it was a letter that we have from the King Louis XIV, a letter to Mr. de Beaucastel. And at that time, Mr. de Beaucastel, it was in 1680 something, was Protestant, and that was the period of the Edict of Nantes. And
now, was Monsieur Beaucastel, was he making wine then?
Oh yeah, yeah. You know, wine has been made in Châteauneuf-du-Pape for almost 2,000 years. And so he was a Protestant, and the Edict of Nantes, the king asked them to become Catholics. And so he did that, and to reward him for doing that, the king wrote him a very nice letter giving him the title of a captain of the city of Courtaison. And the coat of arms that we have on Beaucastel and all the Perrin Effis wines is his coat of arms.
Now, because we're limited on time, because I know you have a plane to catch, let's start at the top with the wine of which you're proudest, of which the chateau is known, and then talk a little bit more about the whole family of wines that's available, if you would, Marc.
Well, what the family is known for is obviously Chateau de Beaucastel, which is one of the few Châteauneuf-du-Pape to be made out of 13 different grape varieties. So we grow all of the 13 different grapes. But maybe more importantly, we were one of the very first estates in the Rhone Valley to go totally organic. My grandfather, Jacques Perrin, did that in the 1950s. So since then, there have been no chemical pesticide or herbicides used on the vineyard. So we grow the 13 different grapes, and what is also important is that we mature them into big oak vats instead of small oak barrels. We don't use much new oak because that's not the traditional way of maturing the wine in our area. It does not work well with Grenache, and that's not our taste also.
Now there's an American word would be grip. There's a grip about Beaucastel, which I think you said during the tasting is due to the amount of mouvèdre that you put in the blend. And you said your grandfather pioneered that. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, we love mouvèdre. For us, it makes the best wine we can make. For one reason, which is that we are really at the northest limit of the ripeness of the mouvèdre. It's very difficult to grow mouvèdre further north. And so it's difficult to achieve a perfect ripeness, but when we do so, for us, it makes the best wine we can do. And that's why we did a special cuvée called Hommage à Jacques Perrin, which is based on very high percentage of mouvèdre, usually 60 to 70%.
But the wonderful part about it, listeners, is that there's a whole family of wine, starting out with Chateau Beaucastel. Marc said that retails for about $90 US. And entirely the other end of the scale, they make a Côte de Rhône, which is about $9 a bottle. It's a family of wines you need to know more about. Marc, how can people find out more about Beaucastel wines? You have a website that you can point people to?
Well, yes, we have a website. It's beaucastel.com. And we have a blog also that you can access from there with very updated information about the harvest, the vintages, and all these kind of things.
And that's BEAUCASTEL.com. Marc, thank you so much for talking to us, and bon voyage.
Thank you very much.